What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 13th of March. It's Friday the 13th. But don't be scared, because every day is Friday the 13th at the moment. It's all just blending into one. So don't panic, just follow the rules and everybody will be all right. If you're going out tonight, don't forget your social distancing. You've got to be thoughtful of not standing next to other people. It's going to work if you're trying to get a date. Or if the music's too loud, they'll have to play the music really low, wouldn't they, so everyone could talk from a distance or whatever. At least you won't wake up with any love bites in the morning, unless you get too pissed and just go, ah, fuck it, you know what I mean? The love bite, I'll take my chances because she's really pretty, or he's a great looking guy. Whichever one it works, however it works. Or you can just, you know, get down on the dance floor and fucking... What's it called? Start breakdancing or something. That'll keep everybody away from you. Start fucking doing some spins and some, like, you know, karate kicks and whatever. That Brazilian jiu-jitsu move that looks like breakdancing. That'll keep people away and everyone will give you the clap. You still go home with the girl if you can bust them moves. Either that or a broken back. Take your pick. Depends how drunk you are, doesn't it? Anyway, yes, it's all crazy. I went to the bank today. And it's funny because everyone's like on the same page. They had one guy who was at the window shouting, it's all a farce, it's all a fucking, it's all the powers that be trying to change all the currency and fucking make money and all that kind of stuff, screaming at the teller behind the bulletproof glass, and everyone was just looking at him like, you're fucking nuts, mate. There might be some truth in what you're saying, but, you know, the way that you're coming across... is not the way to do it. I think he'd just been refused to take some money out of the bank, so he just fucking just started letting off on his conspiracy theory. Anyway, I just ignored him because I was down to do my work, and I was there with a lady, and it's like there's an unwritten rule already that you've got to keep hand sanitizer, or, you know, not touch stuff that they're touching and whatever. I gave her something. And she looked at it and read it and whatever. She put it down, hand sanitized her hands. And then she handed something back to me a little bit later on, which I had to sign, and handed me the pen. And then I had to hand sanitize my hands on the hand sanitizer on my side. And then I handed her the pen back and she hand sanitized. So it was like chess fucking moves, you know? When you stop the clock, every time you finish, you went bang on the hand sanitizer. But I was fine with it, you know. And then another lady come and showed me how to use the card in the cash point machine to change, to do something. I know how to fucking use a cash point card. Show me how to do it, but like she was telling me to press everything, you know. And I pressed it all with a bit of a hanky on all the buttons. It's fucking weird. But fuck it, yeah, that's what you got to do it now. That's why they're telling you to do it. But... it's only because I had the hanky in my hand. I thought I might as well fucking use it. I'm not that overboard. I ain't got a face mask, but apparently they don't do shit. So, you know, I crossed that bridge when I come to it. I saw a brilliant picture online earlier where people are turning their bras into face masks. And somebody, one woman, like, her bra, she's obviously got big tits because fucking her bra thing covered her face. And she had to cut eyes out. She had to cut eyes out here because her bra was right over her face, whereas somebody else had a nice, simple, little one like that. So that's a great idea, though. If you can't get a face mask and fucking shit does get, like, you know, starts getting fucking dangerous out there, that's one way to get a face mask. But you can make one out of fucking anything, can't you? We've all watched Blue Peter. You can make something out of anything. You can stick your head in a fucking cereal box and look like Ned Kelly in a cornflake box and whatever and put two eyes. That's just as good. There's loads of things you can do. But we're not here to talk about that today. I'll come back to that one when shit's starting to get a little bit more funky and we have to sort of come up with some ideas. I've already told you how to, to beat the toilet roll. Go and grab a load of shit out of the garden. Or out your neighbour's garden first, and then you can come back to yours after you've finished, after you've like had theirs. Anyway, Donald Trump... Oh, by the way, I went down the aisle today, ran the hand sanitizer aisle as well, just to check. I'd have bought some if some was there, but I wouldn't have fucking gone crazy. But there was like old people down there looking in the shelves and everything. They've just like hobbled down to the fucking aisle, massive supermarket, and to get there to find that that's empty. And they're the people who need it the most. So if anybody's got a fucking spare room full of hand sanitizer, I think you should check your fucking... Shaky Ma wasn't going to hand some out to your old fucking neighbours, because there's a good a little mini mart, and they've boxed up a load. Good, they've got some good press out of you. And they're going round to the old people in the street and they're giving away free hand sanitizer and free free masks. I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody wouldn't be in a fucking few days' time, if shit gets a bit worse, that someone would nick them out of their hands. Someone would fucking run it behind and boot them over and grab them for themselves. That's the way shit will get. When people start fucking uber panicking. Donald Trump's trying to, it was cancelled all the flights, hasn't he, back to America, and people are paying 20 grand, are paying up to 20 grand or 16 grand for air tickets to get back to the USA. I'll tell you what, you're better off fucking just checking yourself into a really nice hotel for that money. It's only like, it's not going to be forever, is it? And if it is, then fucking, you know, you might get fucking bad over there anyway, because they've already just called out a crisis. So, you got 20 grand, just go and check into a nice hotel. That'll buy you a fucking few months. Sitting there under luxury, don't spend it on one fucking flight back to the USA. Either that or get the boat, you know what I mean? Or is there a boat that goes? I don't think there is there? You'd have to be a ferry, wouldn't it? Or cruise ship. But you're going to do that, and there might be somebody on the flight with it anyway, so, you know, enjoy the money. Just fucking go and party for the 20 grand. Don't fucking go home. You're on holiday. You're going to go home and then not have to be self-isolated or something or other anyway. I bet once you get off the flight, because they don't fuck around when you get off the flight in America, do they? I remember once when I got off a flight and there was in front of me, I mean, the queue just took forever. And in front of me, there was a couple with a baby in a pram, and the baby's passport that they gave, they fucked around with the passport and the baby for like ages. We were like waiting behind in the queue and that. And the guy was like looking at the baby, looking at the passport, looking at the baby, looking at the passport. And I don't think he thought that the baby in the passport was the baby in the pram. And he just, you know, it's not like an adult where they've just shaved their beard off, or they've like, because your passport's 10 years, isn't it? So you can shave your beard off and then look totally different. The baby's a baby and he's fucking only looked the same. He's only been around for about 3 months. Can't have changed that much. I got a friend from New Zealand who, he said that when he went to Australia, every time he went in and out, he had like, because he would grow a beard and grow his hair long. Long, I mean like surfer long. And then when it all got long, then he would just shave it all off next to to nothing. All his head, everything bald, you know what I mean, the round like fucking. And when he went through the one time, he had a bald head like that, and the other time he went through, and this photograph, sorry, he's like the surfer with the big massive beard and everything. He was going, that's not you. He's going, it is me. And he said he had to fucking be pulled over for a while and had to sort of, I don't think he had to grow it back to prove it, but till they, you know, were happy that it was him, basically. Anyway, if you're looking for a shit reality TV show to watch, there's one coming at you. It's called Celebrity Bin Men. They haven't run out of ideas yet, have they? The TV bosses have come up with the most unlikely reality TV show yet. Not really unlikely, because it's just, they're all pathetic celebrity bin men. And that's to see pampered, famous people swap their luxury lifestyles for a week on a refuse round. Oh, great. To see how the fucking working class and how the scum have to do it, you know, have to rough it and fucking do a bin round like it's some kind of like, you know, piece of shit job that like the pampered stars shouldn't really go anywhere near, and that will give the best juxtapose from them. And it's only fucking carrying bin bags, for fuck's sake. It's hardly like the they get paid well and it's good exercise. But all these are all going to be going, oh, my nails, or, you know, what they're going to be doing. Once they've thrown a few bin bags on, is that like where the rest of the fun in the programme? That's it, isn't it? So it's got to be a one-off, fuck's sake. And they're talking about Kerry Katona. I don't know who the other girl is. Bernie Clifton. He's 83. He's going to be fucking the first guy to die on a bin round. I bet first celebrity to die on a bin round. That's what that programme's going to end up being. But I like him. He's the one with the what's he called? The emu, you know, the emu. He's got the legs on it and like that. And he used to go around with the fucking like he was riding it. Absolutely brilliant. He used to crack me up. That did. maybe he'll go on with that. If he goes on with that, I might watch it. But if he don't, he's just Bernie Clifton. Sorry, Bernie Clifton without the emu is not entertainment for me. I'm sure he is. He's 83. Fuck, I said he's 83. He obviously needs the money. You don't go on any of these fucking programs unless you're skint. Obviously need the money or you're fucking begging for fame. That's the only two reasons. And I can't imagine that's going to pay that much because they're trying to get Eric Cantona to go into I'm a Celebrity. Again, I hope he don't because that's just fucking... He's a cool character and he don't need the money and he don't need the fame. And fucking that is just the worst kind of fame anyway, isn't it? It's almost like... What do you get offered after that then? Loads of fucking GoDaddy adverts and like shit fucking... How to sell fucking pasties and shit like that. Adverts for pasties and whatever. A load of bollocks you just come out with after that. Make loads of money. It's all for the money. The money hungry, you know. They've all got money. They don't fucking need it, half of them. Bollocks. Shit. Don't watch it. Save yourself. Forget the coronavirus. Save yourself from reality TV. There's more to fucking life. Imagine all those hours that you're losing. You could be doing something worthwhile. Than watching fucking Kerry Katona cry because a fucking bin bag burst all over her head. And she got like, you know, a fucking dirty nappy in her face or some shit like that. That ain't TV. Well, that it could be funny, but for the wrong reasons. Anyway, Shameless Geordie, lasses are the UK's biggest boasters about sex toys. We got Newcastle first, Bristol second, Cardiff, then Norwich, then Glasgow. How do they know that? They're overhearing them in the pub. Why, hey, lass, I fucking got a racer born off me fucking... what's he called? Not boner, off. It already is a boner, isn't it? I can't do Geordie accents. I can't do impressions, so you get my point. They're pissed out the brains because they're good... party animals, ain't they, the Geordie lasses? They party hard, so they're probably pissed up and fucking screaming, you know, when the music's too loud, the opposite of what I was talking about earlier. The music's too loud and they're fucking shouting, yeah, it's 10-inch fucking, it's a right fucking, one's got a fist, one of them's like a double-ended, me and my mate was on it, or the other one's like the fucking rabbit, you know, rampant rabbit, they there's probably loads of new ones since that, I'm sure. But they're going at it, and they polled 2,000 women, and they say they spend up to £80 on toys for the bedroom. 1% spend more than £650. Fucking hell. I'll tell you what, if you're a bloke going into that bedroom, I bet you're going to end up getting a few of those worked on you. So you're going to put them to use. That's every drawer. You know what I mean? There's no drawer left for the socks. £650. Every drawer's full of toys. I'll tell you what. Them walls, if them walls could talk, they'd fucking be, you know, they'd have a good story to tell, I imagine. In a Geordie accent, because the walls would have to talk Geordie if they're in Newcastle, wouldn't they? They wouldn't, but where's Birmingham on it anyway? I'm sure Bromley lasses are no shrinking violets, I tell you that. There's plenty of fucking sex toys knocking around in Birmingham. I bet there's, but they've got the funniest accent to talk about it with as well. So, you know, a double whammy. They should be top. I'm sure the Brummie girls are fucking... They've got sex on the brain, the Brummies. They know how to party, let's put it that way. They should have a sex toy off the Brummie girls versus the Geordie girls. I don't know how that program's going to be. That's a reality show I'd watch. Put my name down. I'll be the first one to sign up to watch that one. Pay-per-view. I was going to say, everyone knows a builder loves his tea. Somebody keep nicking milk off a guy's doorstep and ended up being a fox. A lot of urban foxes about, ain't they? I keep hearing them shagging. That's something I wouldn't pay to see, but I can hear them shagging outside. You can hear when foxes are shagging. They sound like Geordie lasses on the sex toys. And I'm too far away from there for it to be Geordie's. So it's like, but they're screaming and like wailing and everything. Like it's fucking a right old. First of all, you think somebody's being murdered. So I hope I one day don't get that mixed up. I don't accidentally not call the police because I think it's foxes, and then it ends up being a fucking murder going down in the alleyway at the back. Anyhow, so this fox is nicking the milk off this guy's doorstep. So that's what happens in the middle class areas. But once upon a time, it used to be me and my mates when we were council kids. We'd be out on an all-night rave, and when we were on the way home, we'd nick all the food off the doorsteps and have for breakfast on the way home. Well, we never, you know, there'd be never any milk at home, so you'd have to nick it. First of all, it used to be the birds pecking the top of the through the what's it called, through the foil, and they'd start drinking and eat the fat off the top. And then there'd be us council kids would be coming up next, especially when they started delivering other things like bread and eggs and all that kind of stuff. We'd have the lot away. Sorry about that, but we didn't used to have a lot of money, so you know, you got to fucking, you got to survive, haven't you? Never got caught. It was the masters. We were like the Pink Panthers of doorstep raids. Where am I going? Gemini said, send 500 plus naked selfies to their partners every year, a survey has revealed. More than all of the star signs put together. Where the fuck do they get these ideas from? That's bullshit. I've been out with fucking Gemini. I've been out with two or three Geminis in the past. And no, neither of them ever, well, that was before mobile phones probably, but nobody ever attempted to send or show me any photographs. So I think that's bullshit, unless they were fucking sending them to another bloke. What's going on? What is it? I don't know. That was when the phones. Remember when phones? Well, that was when phones were fucking the dialer phones, and there were the norm, the first mobile phones. But remember, first mobile phones, you could only text. That's all they could do. I'd like to get back to that. I'd like to have my phone for doing all the internet and that. But I want an old proper fucking Nokia, the old style, for using it as a phone. I'm going to figure out a way to do that. If anybody knows how I can do it, send a message on the Jungle Drums. Let me know. A man previously locked up. I spoke about this guy. He hasn't learned his lesson. A man previously locked up for burping at the police, ringing 999 and burping down the phone at police, has been given a suspended sentence for doing it again. So he couldn't help himself. That guy gets bored too quickly. He's like, hang on a minute, I was having so much fun the last time I did that. I'm going to take a chance and have another go. Maybe I'll do it from a different phone. Was he doing it from his own house? How's he getting caught? He was jailed for 24 weeks last year after a court heard he belched down the line during nuisance calls. 24 weeks, because he was bored, I told you. I haven't read this. And after his release, he started doing it again. So I think the guy's got a fucking... He's got a burping problem. Maybe he needs some Alka-Seltzer or whatever. He's definitely got a burping problem. But he's got a boredom problem. He needs to get a girlfriend. Send him off to fucking Newcastle to meet some of them girls who have got a bit of fucking something about them. That'll stop him burping. They'll fuck, especially that girl with 650 quid's worth in her thing. She might have one of those strap-on ones and she'll soon fucking stop him burping. Apparently that's a good cure. Anyhow... I'm going to leave it there. So I'm going to, hopefully you have a great weekend and you don't come home with anything more than an STD. Hopefully we all survive and we're going to do another one again on Monday. So see you again. See you later for now. Bye.